welcome to Witness Wednesday. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Wood, with the LCMS Office of National Mission, here live in the worldwide KFUO studios with Andy Bates.
Good morning.
Good morning, Andy.
Glad to have you back in the flesh.
Yeah, I've
been out, Witness Wednesday.
Been out traveling, had a nice vacation, and lots of activity going on. And in fact, I wanted to talk about something that's coming up that will mean I won't be here again live in the studio on a Wednesday. And it's a conference, but it's not being held by Lutherans. It's a conference on evangelism called Amplify. And I was recently contacted by a pastor from the Southern Baptist Convention. He's actually a very prolific author and speaker on the topics of church planting and evangelism. His name is Ed Stetzer. And he has recently been named to be the chair of the Billy Graham School of Evangelism at Wheaton College in Wheaton, Illinois. And they have put together this conference to bring together leaders from across the United States. And they're focusing on the United States to talk about how can we move God's people to bear witness of Jesus. It's a need. It's such a huge need in this mission field that's been neglected. And so these are church leaders coming across from all different denominations and perspectives to say, how do we get the message of Jesus Christ to the third largest mission field in the world, the United States of America? Well, North America, I guess. Mm-hmm. If you want. So the third largest mission field in the world, North America.
That leaves me to ask, what are the other largest?
Oh, well, there's, I believe China is first and India is second, if I remember correct. Indonesia is right in there. But isn't it striking that North America, which many people would consider a Christian, made up of Christian countries, especially the United States, is now the third largest mission field in the world?
It doesn't surprise me, but...
Yeah, but, if you've heard this for the first time, you might be saying, well, this simply can't be true. And yet, take a look around, and what do we see? We see the attendance and participation in Christian churches on the decline. Atheism, or the new atheism, or the nuns, as they're like to be called in surveys now, are on the rise. We have entire generations of Americans who have no exposure to God's word, no experience in the church. It's kind of mind-boggling. How did we go so far away from a culture that was really centered in Christianity? And one can argue whether they were...
Was it?
Well, one could argue whether we were Christians or not, but mm-hmm. It was a culture that was centered in the Judeo-Christian ethics. And people had, by and large, a large number of people had familiarity with the Christian church and the Bible to some degree, to point now that even people in the church are functionally illiterate when it comes to the scriptures. So how did it get that way?
Do you want my theory?
We'll hear Andy's theory.
No, we're not here to talk about my theories.
I guess the bigger question is, what do we do about it?
Sure.
So this Amplify conference is coming up, first of all, there are some theological differences between Lutherans and Baptists and evangelicals when it comes to evangelism, and is there really a place for us here? And so in this conversation with Ed Stetzer, we agreed on it, that there is a place for us Lutherans that we should participate. And they're even going to, quote, give us some space at the conference. There's actually going to be a breakout session that is going to focus on the unique aspects of Lutheran evangelism in today's American context.
Wow.
So so here we are. we're in the mix. And that raises a question that I'd like to talk a little bit about today. What are the unique aspects of evangelism from a Lutheran perspective? And how does that differ than everybody else is going to be at this conference? So you say, okay, well, we could start any number of places, but hey, we have this really cool thing called a small catechism that hits this right on the head. You know, it's what is the thing that really sets Lutherans apart in American Christianity when it comes to the understanding of our understanding of evangelism. And it's in the third article of the Apostles' Creed. And we know that article is, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. And that's not unique to Lutherans, of course. We call it an ecumenical creed. I mean, it's for the whole church. But in there is an understanding of something that sets us apart. And Luther's explanation picks up on this. He says, I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. And it's in that understanding, I cannot.
The statement begins, I cannot. Yeah.
I cannot by my own reason or strength. Now, what does that mean in practical terms?
Well, if I cannot, then who's going to?
Right. Well, he gives us that answer too, right? The Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with gifts, and sanctified and kept me in the true faith. And it goes on, you know, in the same way, he, the Holy Spirit, calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth. So starting with me, I say, I couldn't come to faith by my own reason. I mean, somebody could sit down and explain to me all the reasons why I should believe in Jesus. But I can't by my reason, by my mental faculties, by my intelligence, come to the conclusion that Jesus is the Savior and I ought to believe in him. This is what we're confessing as Lutherans.
Well, sometimes we deceive ourselves into thinking we do.
Yes. And sometimes we deceive ourselves into thinking we can convince people to believe on the basis of their own reason or strength. Now, why do we think this way? Well, one, we're sinners, so especially you.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And yeah, I guess I am too, I'll admit.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I am too. So, but also because of the influences that we've had on our understanding of evangelism. So if we look at most American Christians, we find they have this, they would disagree with Luther on this statement. By the way, by disagreeing with Luther, they're disagreeing with Lutherans because the small catechism is part of our confession as a church body. As Lutherans, this is what we all believe. This is what we all confess.
And it's not just because Luther said it.
Right.
But it's what we learn in the scriptures.
Sure. Why did Luther say it?
Because he read it in the scriptures.
Right. So, so we read in 1 Corinthians 2 that a man without the Spirit of God cannot understand the things of God because they're spiritually discerned. They are foolishness to him. So this is where, you know, when Luther's writing the small catechism, look at 1 Corinthians 2, and it's telling us we can't come to faith by our own reason. We need God's Spirit to come to faith. But there are Christians who think, yes, you can convince people through logic, through reasoning. You can convince them to make a decision, which is my effort, my reason, my strength, to say, I'm going to dedicate my life to Jesus, or I'm going to surrender to Jesus, or I'm going to give my heart to Jesus, and it's all about me. And so this is a very common view of evangelism in American Christianity. And I was going to say infected us Lutherans, maybe. I meant to say affected, but maybe it was just a Freudian slip. It's infected us Lutherans as well with our understanding of how evangelism works. And we go back to the third article and say, oh, wait a minute. If I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him, how can I do that for somebody else? In fact, the second part of the explanation says, in the same way, the Holy Spirit calls, gathers, enlightens, sanctifies, and keeps the whole Christian church on earth. If anyone's going to come to the faith in Jesus, it's only through the work of the Holy Spirit, not by anyone's. Mm-hmm. So as a Lutheran wanting to to share the good news of Jesus with people, I may feel, oh, I just don't have a really good argument.
You know, because you can argue someone into heaven.
Right. Or I'm just not very convincing when I talk to people. Or I just don't know how to answer things like, you know, Darwinism or, quantum physics. Who knows what people are throwing at you. I just don't know how to do all that. How am I going to...
You get that one frequently? Quantum physics?
Quantum physics, not too much. usually just at home. For my grandchildren, yeah. So it's part of that common core math. I just don't get it.
But you're right. We cannot argue someone. Even logic is really subject to, it's subject to the fall.
Right. You know, our logic, our human reasoning is flawed, mm-hmm. and we don't have the capacity to come to faith in Christ. So one of the distinctives of Lutheran evangelism is just that. It's like, hey, guess what? It's not about you. It's not about you coming to faith by your own reason or strength. It's not about you bringing someone to faith by your reason or strength. You know, if you feel unfit and unqualified, good, because you are. You can't do it. It's not like, oh, this person over here is such a great evangelist because he's so smart and really can convince people and really has a great argument.
Or because he has a good track record and has won so many souls.
Yes. So we look at someone like that and say, oh, I wish I could be an evangelist like that person, but I'm not. So I'm just not going to do it. But the scripture is calling us to see this a very different way. We bring the means of grace to people. And by means of grace, this is what I mean, you know, we, as it talks about in our Lutheran confessions, as the ways that God works in the lives of people to work faith in them. So we bring the means of grace. And the means of grace are the word, the baptism, and the Lord's Supper. So obviously, as witnesses of Jesus in our everyday lives, we're not running around with the Lord's Supper and baptism. So as witnesses, we focus on that means of grace that's available to every believer. That's the word. And we take that word out into the world with us, and we share that word. Now, we should study the word and know the word and be familiar enough with the word to share it appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
But then we just watch the Holy Spirit use the word to do what we can't do.
We should be prepared to
absolutely
give an answer, right? To give reason.
Right. That's what 1 Peter 3:15 says, to always be ready to make a defense and an apology, in terms of a convincing discussion regarding the basis of what you believe. But don't expect your apology, your defense, to be the power to convince somebody to believe as you believe. Your apology, your defense, the hope that's within you is God's word. So share God's word. And so the Holy Spirit always works through his word to work faith when and where he wills in those who hear that word. Our role in all this is not to become some kind of super convincing, really dynamic. Not that there's anything wrong with being dynamic or convincing.
Unless your microphone being dynamic is totally different than your microphone. Yeah.
But our role is to bring that word, knowing the Holy Spirit makes use of it to work faith, because it's the Holy Spirit, he alone, who can bring us and other people to faith. So this is one very, very important distinctive of Lutheran evangelism. It's not unique to Lutherans. There's other people who understand it this way, but it's a minority understanding of evangelism in American Christianity. And as Lutherans, we embrace it, not simply because Luther said so in the third article of the Small Catechism, but because it's from God's word.
But it's also comforting to know that someone else's faith is not dependent on me or my abilities or inabilities, but rather this is all the work of God. It's a privilege to get to be a part of that process,
right,
to be a witness and to be one who gets to tell that good news. But it's not dependent on me. The power's not in me. The power's in the word.
It is a great comfort. And think that the pressure's off of us. Now we have a joyful task before us.
It's a privilege.
Yeah,
it's a joy to get to be a witness.
So you get to go out and tell people good news. And that's what evangelism is. That's what the word even means, to bring good news to people. And, you know, that good news is good news for us, too. The pressure's off. The work is the work of the Holy Spirit. The privilege is ours to share that good news of Jesus.